Once upon a time, there was a girl. But a girl has other ways to pay. Are you a married man?
On election night, I was like, it was like 1% off from each other. I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, you're a dude?
Well, Peter Ross.
Oh.
He's a congressman from like Naperville area.
Do you like him or no?
I never met him. You know Tim Traver? The guy that we ran on the 2K for last year. He's one of Eric Mayer's friends. Remember we met up with him and there was like a British guy who was also working on Roscoe's campaign?
Wait, why was the British guy ripping on Peter Roscoe?
No, he works for Peter Roscoe.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like, really
I was
they
asking.
They were getting really nervous there for a while. They were sending out people like to spy on all of their activities and stuff like that. And
everybody
I thought it was kind
of funny. What are you talking about?
Really?
So what did you do on election day?
I was just outside a polling place handing out palm cards.
Is that it?
I go in and check. You ask at certain times of the day, like, how many people have come in and voted. And then you call in a report and say how many people.
That's what I did when for the primary.
Okay. So when
you put up for the guy.
What time of the night were you done? Because voting closed at 7.
O'clock.
You were done at 8?
Yeah.
And then what'd you do?
I watched all the election results come in.
Where'd you watch them? At home
the
or
office.
At the office? Did you guys have a party or no?
Yeah, there was a party. And then
Where
we
was
went
it at?
To a bar right down the street. Like right
oh, good.
The store.
So do you think this guy's ever going to be defeated? Do you think he's going to run until he wants
to? If they run, like, a good candidate.
Who's that? Like, if the Democrats run a good
If they want to, anybody's vulnerable. Whoever
you
Madigan
really think
wants
that?
Out, yeah.
When you say Madigan, you mean Lisa Madigan, or you mean
Mike Madigan?
Mike Madigan.
The only one that matters, yeah.
why is he the only one that matters? But why does Mike Madigan control everything?
Because he does.
Okay, I get. What's his?
He's a Speaker of the House.
He's a Speaker of the Illinois House.
Right.
But your guy is in. I thought your guy isn't in the House.
He is.
Yeah. Oh, he's in the Illinois State House. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Do you know?
I thought he was in the State Senate for some reason.
I'm sure you guys don't collude with the Democrats. But do you know anybody over office?
Who?
Heather Staines. Yes. In her office. This girl I used to work with,
district?
Their office is like North Broadway, like north of Boys Town on Broadway.
Okay. No, we're friends with like Joe Lyons and John D'Amico.
Do you know these people?
I do.
They're like Northwest Side.
So like the closest.
Because Madigan got in a fight with Tom Cross, who's the Republican leader, with like the last like month and a half of the election. And Madigan like dumped all this money and Cross won by 60%, but they should have won by like 80.
Yeah. What district is Tom Cross in?
It's like Oswego. It's the 65th House district.
Where is that? From Chicago.
Way
like
southwest.
Southwest.
I have something I'm going to say, but you have to pause this. You can't use it.
Just tell me. It's okay. I added everything.
Well, there was a lot.
Fine, I'll pause.
No.
Wild.
It is wild. That was wild information.
Well, it is because it's not like that. That's the kind of stuff that could get them in trouble.
Yeah, completely.
Big time.
All right, so what do I need to do to become Alderman?
You gotta be a
change your last name. Change your last name to Mel.
To Mel?
To Mel.
Why?
Because the Mel family is pretty powerful. You could change your last name to
Daly?
Madigan.
What about Daly?
Whatever.
Yeah,
really?
Something Irish, maybe.
Some Irish Mick Weatherby?
Flanagan.
O Weatherby?
O Weatherby.
O Weatherby? That sounds like an old poem.
It does.
It's a death
like
poem.
It sounds like a limerick.
It does sound like a limerick.
Be successful on Wednesday.
When you say successful, what do you mean? Like, I just want to get Bill Curtis's autograph. That's all. Useful. Give out
be
cocaine.
Charming on Wednesday.
Give out money. Give out blank checks. What do I got to do? I'm always charming.
Quite charming.
Put me behind. Put me behind the bar. I'll charm everyone with liquor. That's not gonna work. No, from your face, that's not
going to
work.
The entire energy cabinet is going to be there.
Okay. How likely is it that I can work for Obama after this?
Did you just hand him my beer?
Not to drink, to read that.
Why can't you?
Because it's different. I never knew that. That sounds crazy.
Shit's all crazy in my office because our executive director.
I had no idea about this.
For three
Wait, Kelsey, have you heard this? This is from the old style 2008 line. Oddly, home plate and center field don't light up at Wrigley, all because a portly New York slugger boasted he could bunt a home run to right field. Insulted by this arrogance, grounds crews carefully resculpted the field, moving the pitcher's mound to where the on-deck circle was.
I never heard of that.
Sign I haven't language. Heard of that either.
That's the wild. Cubs are one of the few teams who continue to use a manual scoreboard. All the scoreboard panels are hand-placed by a crew of brave souls that work without heat, air conditioning, or restrooms to keep fans up.
You
to
knew
date.
That, though.
I know. I'm
Have you, did you see the PBS special they ran, 15 years ago, and they seem to run it every year?
Not PBS, GN.
No, it's PBS.
GN runs one.
No. It's called... It's called For the Love of the Cubs, and that's PBS.
Is it?
Yeah. They did that.
He talks about it on that Cubs thing, too.
You're the 60 GN thing. Yeah, but he was already on this thing about Wrigley Field, 15 years prior. They run it every year.
I never...
About how they pee in the tube, and it goes to the screen.
But it's printed on an old-style label, so you know it's true.
Kind of serious about that?
About Wednesday.
You know I'll be in my best behavior.
No, I'm not saying you won't be. I just think that they... that's a part of the reason why I'm being so obsessive about making sure that I look good and that I look professional.
She's got... Do you know what she's talking about or no? She kind of knows. You know what she's talking about, right?
Our organization's having our 15-year anniversary celebration on Wednesday. It's a $300 plate dinner, and it's $2,500 a table. And...
Yes, exactly.
And I have to look... We all have to look professional. It's going to be horribly awkward.
I said she needs a jacket. Yes. She could wear either over a dress or a skirt.
I'm with this lady.
I have no opinion.
I'm wearing a suit.
I don't know.
Bill Curtis is the moderator of the evening, which is really exciting.
I'm just going to make him sign the Anchorman script. Bill Curtis is awesome. I got a Bill Curtis book.
He's coming in. He's going to talk about his...
Brandon, you should wear one of his
How he runs a beef farm, and he's like...
I think on Sunday, Kelsey's like, you should wear your gray
in
suit.
Montana, I think?
And then today she gets home from work, she's like, what are you wearing on Wednesday? I'm like, I'm wearing what you told me.
I thought that was the only suit you had. I didn't know.
I have another suit from a thrift store that I use for a lot of feeder shows.
Please don't wear a thrift store shirt, the suit.
But there's blood on it.
Oh, well then wear it.
Okay.
I said
you should wear one of those t-shirts that has
nudie suit. You know what nudie suits are?
Tuxedo t-shirt.
That's what she just said. That's why you guys are together.
Bow tie.
Bow tie? I don't think I can pull off a bow tie.
A really big bow tie.
No, I could pull that off. That's true.
What's it called?
But it has to spin. An ascot?
No, this big bow tie.
Where do you guys want to go? You want to go to Club
Bow Tie?
You guys want to go to Club Foot?
Club Foot after this. How about that?
Okay.
Awesome. High five me. Friend.
Pretty wild in here.
It is pretty wild.
Yeah. I already told you to apply for running for all of them. You gotta find the most liberal.
The most, yeah. It's not necessarily true. I'm a liberal, but I'm not crazy liberal.
No. Well, you want to win?
I want to win.
Do you want to have principles?
No, I want to win. I want to win. If I win, then I get in. Because I got to take over once Daly decides I'm done.
Like an independent.
Run as an independent?
Really liberal. Yeah.
You don't think I can win as a Dem? You think I could win as a Republican?
No.
Why?
No way.
Is it Chicago? Or just because I'm not a Republican?
It's just a bad word.
I mean,
here.
If you want to increase your chances of winning.
What if it's the far north side? The far northwest side, like where his guy is? No?
No.
I'm a Democrat. Overall. Well, I gotta move wherever.
It's all clouded in over there.
Alright, I gotta get in cloud. How do I get cloud?
Just get in there.
He says get in. That's. I'm just like a wrestling coach. Just get in there and cause some damage. No, I wanna win. And then, like, do that for, like, 10, 12 years, and then once Daly's like, I'm done. I'm good. I gotta get in that. That's the goal. You wanna be my right-hand man or what? You wanna be my Rom?
Good luck.
You wanna be my Rom?
Oh, my God.
To who?
I'm Obama and you're Rahm Emanuel. Because he's not running. He's helping me. He's my chief of staff. You want to run against me?
I guess they both kind of slid into where.
Why don't we run against? I'm saying, why don't we run against each other, and then whoever loses will become the other's chief of staff.
So it could be like that South Park episode where John McCain and Barack Obama weren't really.
You should come watch that. They were
just
diamond thieves.
Oh, I heard about that. I gotta. Okay, besides that, because obviously I'd love to steal some diamonds. I mean, that's a given. But would you do that with me in like 15 years when you're a successful lawyer and I'm bartending? Why don't you and I run against each other for alderman? And then whoever loses, I'm going to have Muppets and shit in my campaign.
I'm going to vote for you.
Thanks. High five. Yes.
I'm sorry, babe. You're going to have Muppets.
I'm going to have Muppets and shit and cupcakes. So.
And cupcakes?
You're going to be taxed up the ass about the cupcakes, but don't worry about that until later.
Tax paid cupcakes. Pay for at taxpayers' expense. There's like little stickers on them.
But they're in the bottom under the wrapper, so no one's going to see that. So, why don't we just run against.
Left
they
eat it.
Yeah, well.
Like,
no, it's going to be on the actual cupcake.
Yeah, oh.
It'll be stamped with frosting. So they'll be like, extra frosting. They won't know. So the point is, how can we help each other become aldermen / future mayors?
At this
keep a low profile.
Yeah, and figure out.
No DUIs, no coke arrests.
Right. Well, yeah.
You don't have a car. You can't get a DUI.
That's if I got a DUI, it'd be really bad because it wouldn't even be my car. Because it'd be a lot more charges.
Can you get a DUI like riding a bike?
I think you can. It's a DWI though, right?
Yeah, it is.
For some odd reason, they have different DUI laws.
It's something different. It's not a felon. It's not the same class of. Of conviction, or a ticket.
This
or
is why one of us needs an iPhone.
Yeah.
In Chicago, I think it's just a ticket. It's if you're riding your bike over.
DWIs in Illinois.
I never really understood the difference.
It's just terminology.
So it's the same punishment in theory.
Right, but there's just no.
No, yes, it's definitely.
It's just a term of art. Yeah.
They're both illegal, obviously.
But yeah,
but some states have DWI.
DUI is a felony, I thought.
Yeah.
Isn't it, Mike? Is a DUI a felony?
It depends. No.
Is a DWI a felony?
There's no such thing as DWI
in Illinois.
But DUI, a felony is a repeated offense. So
wait. I kill someone. That's a felony.
Right.
But if you
it's not a repeated offense.
No.
But if
a
you
DUI
have two,
multiple.
I get it. I see your point.
It's a misdemeanor.
Somebody that's like involuntary manslaughter.
Class X felony.
What's class X mean?
The worst.
The worst.
Oh.
What's the worst?
Minimum.
What's the worst? Murder.
Killing somebody.
Rape. And selling the. Certain amount of drugs.
That's it. So
I'm sure there's more.
I saw a warehouse full of cocaine. I kill
like
a guy,
killing an
and I rape a guy. Minimum. I'm going to jail for at least 20 years if I'm convicted.
Minimum.
That's hence at least. I think that's the same. So if I want to be alderman, I shouldn't do those three things. Yes.
Probably not.
But once
so
I'm alderman. Once I'm all
4 years.
But
so
they can serve forever, right?
No term limits.
Yes. That's my favorite.
No term
word.
Limits on anything in the city.
It's
yeah. You could run as many times as you want and win as many
like
times as you want.
Presidents
but you have
of the United
to
States
getting,
is the only thing
keep,
I know of that has a term limit.
But you have to keep getting reelected.
Yeah, of course.
So if you only want to be an alderman for 4 years,
don't run
you
again.
Get elected and.
But I
want to.
I want to become an alderman for however long it takes till Daly's like, I don't want to be mayor anymore, and then go for that.
How long is it before he's gonna die?
You just need to shake a lot of hands. A lot of people have to like you. A lot of the old guard.
Could I bartend? That's the only way people will like him. Our guy doesn't, actually. Our alderman in our district doesn't. He's one of the few. Most do, I heard.
Full time alderman. That's what we're saying. I get drunk every day.
No,
clink.
I mean,
you should get drunk every day. Here.
Oh, the guy here, Brandon's talking about. Miss Warren.
The guy here, Burnett, is it Burnett? Yeah, I know for sure he doesn't have another position.
Yeah.
Kelsey looked it up last night. His wife is like water commissioner.
He has some criminal conviction.
Does he?
Yeah.
He owns some property.
Just some kind of criminal conviction.
He accepted like no anything. No, what is it?
Contest?
Not a contest. No, like, campaign contributions from any corporation, except one.
That's just dumb.
I don't know if he was offered any. I don't know if he's popular or not. Do you know that, Mike?
I have no idea.
I mean, he
did. I know he's got some kind of criminal conviction, and his dad was the committee member.
Is that how he got in? I know his wife is in government as well.
Just like for Rahm Emanuel, his chief of staff is Alderman Rivera's wife.
Oh.
It's just all,
so you're
it's
pretty
all cloud.
Well, okay.
How Rahm Emanuel got in, how Obama got in.
But how did Emanuel get in? I heard about how Emanuel got in. Like, how does that translate to getting in the White House in 93 and working for Clinton for 5 years? You know what I mean? Just because you have clout doesn't mean shit. I mean, you have clout in the city, but how does that translate to national politics?
I don't know. That's why it's confusing to me.
Yeah. Did you read this story about...
All the congressmen that are from here have clout, and they're all in Washington. So they make friends with these people. I mean...
From? What does he run from?
What do you mean?
Where's his home base?
Chicago.
Durbin? Really? That's awesome.
I don't think he's from Chicago originally, but...
Where's he... Where's his home, is what I should say.
Chicago.
Okay. So we have two Chicago senators. But a lot of the pundits and whatever are saying that Obama's appointment should be someone that's not in Chicago. It should be...
Okay.
I'm just... Do you know anything about this or no?
Who's he going to point downstairs?
He doesn't have a choice, but they're saying that...
What do you mean he doesn't have a choice?
Well, technically, it's not up to Obama. Technically.
Who's going to take his place?
Who's going to take his Senate seat?
Isn't it up to the...
Blagojevich.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be whoever can maintain that seat.
Obviously, but they're saying that it should be someone from downstate, or not in Chicago, because it would be too much power. You don't care?
Chicago.
I think Chicago should run everything.
I mean, too much power.
There's no such thing.
State already. They should just rename it the capital, because that's what it is.
And then we should rename the capital the U.S. Chicago.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome. Everything's going to get done. We could walk to the Browns.
Blagojevich might put himself in there.
He said he's not.
I think someone asked him that, and he's like, everything's a possibility.
Yeah.
Is that what his most recent statement was? Really? That's sad.
But then he also said on the news that
you
race
voted
and
for
gender
me, yeah.
No, I didn't.
Deciding factors. It's like, did you just say everyone hates him?
Wow.
Yeah, if a Republican said that, he'd probably be murdered right now.
No, that's not true.
Are you kidding me?
No, because everyone hates Blagojevich. He's got the lowest approval rating since they've started recording polls.
That quote isn't blasted everywhere.
Because everyone already hates him.
Okay.
That's why.
Okay.
No, Daly could say it, and everyone would laugh at it.
Daly can say whatever he wants.
Would you like the current administration more if he was a Cubs fan?
He's not a Cubs fan.
He's a Sox fan.
I think Sox hat everywhere.
He wore a Sox hat today.
Off of his kids.
No, I don't dislike him because I actually like him that he picked a side.
Yeah.
A lot of politicians are like, I'm a Chicago fan.
Do you think that the Cubs didn't win the World Series in 2008 because Rob Blagojevich is a Cubs fan?
He's a Cubs fan?
He's a huge Cubs fan. He spoke at the rally and he spoke when they dedicated the Ernie Banks statue.
Why can't he be a Sox fan?
Because he's from the north side and he's white.
So?
And he's not from Bridgeport and white. That's why Daly's a Sox fan.
Why can't they, like,
flip? You don't want him to flip. He has to be a Sox fan.
I didn't know. I never really cared or asked.
Well, you should know.
Because the guy that walked in looks like Ryan Seacrest.
No, he's from Underbar.
Oh, okay.
I like his name.
Blagojevich?
Yeah.
Blago? You know, if you became governor, it could be Gambo.
I would never want to be governor.
Why don't you want to be governor? Live in Springfield in air quotes. What are you doing that for? Want to go? Hey, are you almost done? Then you should drink more. Are you done?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
I think Mike should be a judge.
It's a lot of work.
I agree. I think Mike should run for office.
He should be a judge.
Yeah, but if Mike ran with me.
Yeah, with
him.
No, you couldn't.
Just like, all right, you guys.
Just like people from our generation have to worry about MySpace and Facebook photos.
I deleted all that shit. That's why you delete all that, man.
Yeah.
Seriously, I deleted almost everything. I had them shut down until I started the podcast.
That lasted for all of 3 weeks.
3 months.
No, it didn't.
3 months. 3 months. You didn't realize it didn't happen for months.
Well, I never go on that stuff.
Exactly.
I logged on to Facebook and I'm like, I'm no longer dating Brandon? Weird.
But we live together.
Something happened.
And we're still dating. We're dating in real life.
We
we're
still
not
date
on
Facebook. I'm in a relationship, just not with him.
I deleted all my photos of that. I just have a logo.
It's not a specific.
No, but all the stuff
I don't
I
want Mike to delete.
Yeah, I know. Thanks.
I can
untag yourself.
Can you?
Yes.
Yeah. You can untag yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, great. I didn't know that.
Just click on photos.
Because I was trying to delete and there wasn't a button. I just deleted all my old stuff.
You can, if other people put up pictures of you and you don't like them, you can just go through.
Yeah, I untag ugly photos from my old
channel. Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Every time I get a Facebook alert saying I've been tagging a photo, I decide if I'm going to untag it.
Wow. Great.
They're still out there.
None of mine are like me shotgunning a beer because I've never done that. You know what I mean? It's not like.
But all the ones of you that I put up there are kind of cute.
Find the person.
Yeah, but that's a personal
it,
life. Why would I want that on the internet?
They're not like,
also
it's
takes,
Austin, New York. You're wearing a hat.
I don't. Me and a hat is for you and me to enjoy.
Oh.
Not the worst of the world. Those are when I wear a hat. That is private time.
But it's not like they don't post like really gratuitous photos like crazy people do.
Yeah. All right. So you guys want to go?
Yeah.
All right.
Once upon a time, there was a man. Upon a time there was a girl, but a girl has other ways to pay. Are you a married man? When you owe me, you owe me. You don't want to know me. I'll say hi to you. Once upon a time, there was a boy. He said things a boy should never say. I crushed his skull and teeth and broke his neck. And once upon a time, there was a corpse. Hard to say if it was boy or girl. Oh. forgive you, but the devil will follow you home and crawl in bed with you. And if you were late for me, I'd take an axe to everything you love or my bare hands. When you owe me, you owe me. You don't want to know me. Never a moment's rest. I'll rip the infant from its mother. Thank you.